Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
When it comes to money, regulators don't like it when banks and financial service providers use consumers as guinea pigs to test new products. That's why the Central Bank of Ireland is creating a new innovation sandbox so that companies can test out new ideas for services in a controlled environment and under the strict supervision of the watchdog. The idea is to attract more fintechs and other companies to Ireland, as well as providing more innovative options for customers. Patricia Callan is the Chief Executive of Financial Services Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit more about what an innovation sandbox is.
Well, an innovation sandbox is, as you've described it, it's a place for innovative companies to try out new products, services, and for new businesses also to engage with the regulator early on. Quite often, companies, as you know, have great ideas, but it's entirely different launching a tech product than a regulated product. Mm. So therefore, you can waste a lot of time going down a pathway that might never get beyond the regulator. So the idea is that this allows early engagement. How it's going to be done in Ireland is it's going to be rolled out in Q4 this year, but it's going to be based on a thematic basis initially. So say, for example, the first sandbox might be on AI, or it might be on sustainable finance or money laundering. And then there'll be a call in terms of companies who want to actually trial new things in that space. And then a group of companies, a cluster of companies, will be brought to work together with the regulator. And the idea is that it's enhancing understanding, both for the regulator in terms of, you know, just the speed of change and trying to get their heads around these new innovations, and then for the firms, so that when they come out of that, they're going to find that pathway much clearer towards getting regulated. Now, they're not saying we're going to bend the rules or you're going to escape or anything else, but it's just about building that knowledge and that trust. And equally, loads of other European countries already have it. So it's about us regaining our competitiveness in terms of having tools in our toolbox that other regulators and other jurisdictions have.
In Q4, in the final quarter of this year, they won't be actually testing this on consumers or households.
No, so in the first phase of the rollout, it is going to be just about the regulator working with the firms and understanding and helping them to get ready for the regulatory process and understanding how it's going to work. Now, we have at the moment, there is a consultation, and this is how the central bank work. They sort of say we're doing something and they ask industry to feedback. And in that, we have fed back that we would like, even in this first iteration, limited testing. So the companies are saying, well, even if we could test it on our own employees, our family and friends, and that's really about getting in a technological environment, very much about getting the customer experience right. Again, it's not actually about assessing demand for the product, but just making the whole thing work better and work more seamlessly. And you do need some real world testing to do that. And again, that is available in other jurisdictions. But again, we're happy that they're doing it. So again, if this is the first phase and then we can iterate it as we go forward, then that would be really positive for the industry.
You mentioned already two areas that might be focused upon, artificial intelligence and some sort of climate related technology. Are there any other areas that they will look at, or is it mostly going to be AI testing?
No, so they've asked industry to feedback in terms of the themes. So we chair the innovation subgroup, industry group down in the central bank. So we brought all the other trade bodies together and we sort of did a poll as to what were the top areas. Mm-hmm. So there are things like that, but also things like digital assets, looking at anti-money laundering, looking at financial literacy. So it could be anything. There's like a long list of maybe 20 topics. But I think, again, it's about very much how industry is going to learn to work with the central bank and what's going to come back to the broader industry. So it's not just about the firms who are participating, it's the learnings. Mm. And in a space where you're fast moving, you're bringing new products and services that are really desirable for customers to the market, then everyone needs to operate at pace. And that's always been a challenge, is for startups or for existing firms who are trying to change their use.
But it's also a
it
huge
can take
challenge.
A long time.
It's a huge challenge for the regulator, for the watchdog, mm. because the Central Bank of Ireland has been accused of being very strict and a little bit conservative. And so it's as much of a test for them as it would be for fintechs.
Exactly. And this is part of, it's not a standalone piece, it's part of an overall review of how the innovation hub in the central bank is working. And we certainly believe that, again, things that, like, for example, putting more FAQs, enhancing their digital presence in terms of companies, exactly what to expect, mm. being very clear about timelines, but also coming out to engage with industry in terms of things like tech sprints, hackathons, you know, all of these modern tools in terms of technology. And we would love if that was ultimately all centred in a fintech hub. So the minister has said that she's personally committed to delivering this in the New Ireland for Finance
Action
Plan.
Jennifer Carroll McNeill.
Exactly, yeah.
A fintech hub, so that's some sort of physical space which would concentrate on financial technology.
Exactly, and it would allow large companies and small companies to work together, but it would also have all of the state bodies also in the one place. Mm. So it would have the Central Bank Innovation Hub, Enterprise Ireland, IDA. It would run accelerator programs. But we are really focused here about the idea that it's our breadth in terms of the large and small firms. We have all of these brand leading names here in Ireland, both in financial services and in technology. And while there's been great innovations and loads of unicorns in terms of the non-regulated space, in terms of reg tech and insurer tech and all of this, what we really feel is the next Amazon or the next Google
or the next
will
tech.
Be in the fintech space. And right. That's certainly where we should be focused on as a country.
And just to go back to that fintech hub, would they try to push it outside the capital?
I think it would need to be in Dublin because that is the centre for both the international financial services community and the technology community. But there are already existing regional fintech hubs. So I've envisaged this as a spoke and hub sort of idea that would link through. But it's built a lot of people around the world are really interested in what's happening in France, in Paris, in a place called Station F. It's an old train station. Mm-hmm. And again, it's about the idea, you know, of the creativity of having access to all of the people. It's not really about an office or a desk space. It's about this bubble of people
bouncing
who are really bright.
Other.
Exactly. And with all of those supporters in terms of the agencies and the government being there, helping people get through the regulation barriers, which are there to protect consumers, protect investors, protect the financial system. But again, if you look at on any given day, there's thousands of people from around the world looking also to emulate what we're doing and what everyone else is doing. So it's always a moving feast in terms of trying to be competitive in this space because there's so much interest in it. And on things like, for example, the climate agenda, sustainable finance will be crucial to be allowing anyone to transition. Mm. So in every aspect of life, financial services are absolutely critical to people being able to do their daily business. And we want to be the best in class at that here in Ireland.
And finally, and briefly, what does Financial Services Ireland want out of the innovation? What does it want to see? Just more innovation and more companies coming in?
Yeah, I think it's also for our existing firms. So we have loads of the leading lights around the world and we want Ireland to still be a really attractive place to do business. And with all of that, you just need some certainty, you need clarity and you need understanding between the industry and the regulator and the international regulators as well, not just the central bank.
Patricia, thanks for coming in. That's Patricia Callan, the Chief Executive of Financial Services Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.